Yeah, that's really simple. Thank you.
Okay, so the 20 minutes starts now, and the floor is yours, Kristen.
Thank you, Cynthia. Hi, Rosalie.
Hi, Kristen. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, and welcome to this group. We are having a lot of fun here.
Thank you.
So before we start, I will just tell you a little bit about what's going to happen.
Okay.
As you know, a coaching conversation is a special kind of conversation, which is designed to get to the core of things.
Wonderful.
Yes, I will interrupt you when I find that I have enough information for your benefit. I will might also ask Semtia for help if I get stuck, and that would serve you better.
Absolutely.
This is also not my native language, so if I need to ask you again, I will do that. So have you any questions before we start?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you have any questions before we start the conversation?
Yeah. It's on commitment.
Okay. So what would you like to get out of this 20-minute conversation we have now?
A deeper connection to commitment to life, to live and to give and to share the heights and the depths of life. I feel like I'm kind of living on the surface right now, and it's very challenging for me to get deeper and just get the sense that that life is mine, that it's something that I can do something and do whatever I want with. I just feel like I don't feel like I have that the drive and the ambition, and because I don't have the commitment.
Okay. So what I hear you say is that you lack a commitment, and it's challenging at the moment.
The challenge I have is I feel like I'm just like creeping forward in life rather than, you know, really going at life with gusto.
Okay, you feel that.
I don't know how to, you know, kind of, you know, to take the risk, to take that commitment to live passionately, to really,
okay.
You know.
So what exactly do you mean by a commitment?
I think I let myself off the hook so much in every single way.
Okay.
That I find excuses, I make excuses, things just get in the way, and I think if I really wrestled with this aspect of, you know, really being committed to something and allowing the passion to carry me forward, life would change. I just, somewhere inside me says, you know, I've lived it before. It's been there, and I want it back, and I don't quite know how to touch what's down there.
Okay, I hear a lot of things that's coming here, and you talk about this commitment, and it's also about being passionate. You have been passionate before, so from this session, we have 20 minutes now. What would you like to get out of this session in terms of commitment, feeling this passion?
I believe it's really to kind of uncloak that ceiling that I feel like is above me. And I put it there myself, I know, and I just don't even know how to start tearing it down again.
Okay, the ceiling you have placed above your head. Is that what's stopping you from being committed and having passion?
Yes, I believe that that's it. I believe that that's... It feels like unreachable, but when I know that it's beyond that glass and or that ceiling, and whenever I get, if I get through it, you know, life, I'm going to be soaring again. I'm going to be, you know, joyful and prosperous and, you know, like living without thinking about living.
Okay, so you want to be prosperous and joyous and live without thinking about living.
Yeah, I can handle ups and downs, but, you know, this mediocrity is painful.
Okay, I'm just curious. This lack of passion, this lack of commitment, where is this happening? Is it in every situation or?
Yeah, it's in every situation. It's in every situation.
Okay. What I hear you say is that what you want to get out of this session is to be able to remove this feeling you have put over your head?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Can you repeat it so I can get your wording?
I heard you say that this is about you having, you want to be committed, you want to feel passionate. You tell me that you want to get rid of this feeling you have put on over your head so that you can be joyful and prosperous.
Yes. And somehow I get a sense that feeling is somehow tied to like a tightness of my heart in my chest.
Okay, a tightness in your heart.
Yeah, inside it's kind of like a tightness in my heart. Outside it's like a glass ceiling, like an umbrella or something.
Okay, so it's something hardening around your chest, your heart.
Yeah.
Okay,
Or something in my heart that created this glass ceiling. I don't know which way, but somehow there's something like outside that I feel like I bought into that's trapping me in my heart.
Okay, I didn't hear you well. Can you please repeat the last you said?
I feel like there's something outside me that I've internalized and trapped in my heart.
Something outside you that you have externalized and trapped in your heart.
Yes. That's the way it feels. That's the sense I get. It's almost like I bought into something that's not mine I'm holding on to, that I'm using it against myself.
Okay, you're using it against yourself. Because to step back a little bit and bring us back to this session, because it's a lot of things I would like to inquire a little bit about. At the beginning of the conversation, you also mentioned that you I don't know if that's the right word, but you perform things. I'm looking for the English word there. And you also tell me that you have this lack of commitment and passion in every situation in your life.
I feel like life is just kind of dull. It's just kind of turned off. I'm just Yeah, that you know, the vitality and the the
Kind of.
energy, something's just turned down, and I'm not really able to turn it up and just, you know, lighten up and have fun and, you know, play at work and, you know, play, you know, just enjoy. And it just, it.
Okay, so I can hear you telling
Kristen?
that, yes.
I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment.
Yes.
What I would like you to do, because there are so many metaphors here,
Yeah.
to get a little bit more. So you started asking clarity of how she uses commitment,
Yeah.
and then she kind of veered off. And
Well,
what I
that's
would
my
like you to
fault.
do is
I didn't hear the word use. I didn't ask her. I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
that's
So.
okay. That
Yeah.
it's not about the client. So what I want you to do, Kristen, if you ask a clarity question around a word and you're not getting an answer, is to stick with it. And
Okay.
in this case, also to ask more clarity questions of how are you using the word life? What specifically do you mean with life?
Yeah.
What do you mean with this feeling? And if you can't, if she says everywhere, then
Yeah.
then still ground it in, okay, where, like, because she said she just used the word in work. Like, so where does this show up? And in what way does it show up so that you can start to form a mental movie of how she does that? So
Yeah.
you know, how do you know that the ceiling is there? You get a lot of specific information and ground it in a example.
Okay,
Because
yeah.
that's going to be
That's
your test.
yeah, okay. Thanks, Cynthia. Thanks.
Yeah?
Yes. So, yeah. So I'm back, Rosalie.
Yes.
Yeah. And as I said, it's some words I would like you to tell me a little bit more about. For instance, you are using the word life. So what would that be in this in terms of lacking commitment and enthusiasm? What would you mean by life?
Life to me is it's life force. It's that the energy and the elements that make living a, you know, a worthwhile adventure for myself. Because I feel like I give a lot to other people, but I don't give to myself, I don't give myself permission to fully live.
Okay, so it's about you not giving yourself permission to fully live. Would that be the feeling you talked about earlier, the feeling you put on top of
Kristen,
your
I'm just
head?
going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Did you hear the emotion in Rosalie's voice?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is to slow down and be with that for a moment and just ask what's
Okay.
going on.
Yeah, of course. So, Rosalie, I heard something happened in your voice now. So what happened?
Fear started to come. I started to feel what life would be like if it ended without me enjoying more of it. Without me, it would be so sad. It would be so sad to feel like, like I just plodded through life without feeling, without experiencing the fullness of it at this point in my life.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I kind of keep everything a little at bay, that I've got so much protection around me that I don't let it's like I, you know, I don't let things or people in deep enough to I don't know, to have that, the depths and the heights of living. You know, everything's kind of always okay, but it's never, not ever. It doesn't feel vibrant and passionate. And
what are you protecting yourself against?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
I heard you said that you have this too much protection. So what are you protecting yourself against?
Disappointment.
Disappointment. Okay.
And right now, the biggest disappointment I have is in myself, not working through this to be able to have the fullness of life.
Yeah, I heard you say you really want this feeling, the fullness of life. And setting yourself against disappointment. So what would a disappointment be in this game?
3 more minutes.
Okay.
I think the biggest disappointment would be life always being at this level of what I call mediocrity. I'd really be disappointed in myself if that's all I experience for the rest of my life.
Okay. But if you're going to be on a medium level, you would be disappointed. So, and if it's the disappointment you are protecting yourself against,
I didn't get a question out of that. It's the phone connection.
Pardon?
Some words drop. It's the phone connection. Some words drop.
I'm sorry. I really have a little bit of problem with the sound there. So, Rosalie.
Yes. I agree. The telephone line is not clear.
Yeah, but we'll manage. And after a minute or two now, we need to wrap up as well from this session. But you have been telling me about, you started the conversation and said that you wanted to have more commitment and passion in your life. I also heard you talking about wanting to be more You started to tell me about this wheel that you place over your head, and the conversation I also heard you say that you have too much protection, and that you protect yourself against disappointment.
Yeah, I think I learned how to do that real well. That's pretty funny. And I think I learned how to do it well, too well.
So is this something that you would like to work on in another coaching conversation, maybe? No, not to do that.
Probably the core is not holding on to that need for protection.
Not holding on for that need for protection. So do you need this protection? Really need it? How do you know that you need it?
I probably don't need it. I think I have always used it. I didn't even realize that I was using it as a protection, and that protection I was holding myself back from so much.
Okay, so you were not aware. Okay. Well, thank you, Rosalie. So this is how it works.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rosalie, for being so open and for sharing your vulnerability. Being new to the group, I really appreciate that. So thank you for that. What I'm going to do right now, Rosalie, is I'm going to mute you
okay,
so that I can spend some time with Kristen.
Hi, Maureen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
G'day, Maureen. This is Sean. Thanks for taking the 15 minutes that we have now to run through the coaching session for you. I'd just like you to be aware that I'm here in service of you. I come with caring and compassion as a coach. There may be times where I would like to write down some notes. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's great. And I would also like to encourage you to just be comfortable as we explore this coaching conversation. And what is it, Maureen, that you would like to discuss today that is important for you?
Well, I noticed it yesterday and it got me reflecting and thinking a lot of other times where I do this. What I want to achieve today is to be focused on one thing at a time and not go to anything else until that task, the thing that I'm on, is finished and complete. I have a habit of being on one thing for maybe 5 minutes and then going to here and then going to there, and then nothing gets done at the end of the day. There's just bits and pieces of, you know, a whole heap of things rather than a lot of complete things. Getting distracted. So I want to stay focused. I really want to be more focused on one thing, complete it, then go to the next thing. So be more procedural.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Maureen. So just let me see if I've got this right. You said you do a lot of reflecting and thinking, and yesterday you were just considering focusing on one thing until you could complete that, because you seem to do activities for, say, up to 5 minutes, and then you move on to the next one. Is this important for you to go procedural more so you can focus on one thing until it's complete?
Yeah, it's really important, because if I can do that, I'm sure I know I can do that, not what if. When I achieve that, I will get more things done. And it will feel better when things are complete, and it will motivate me more to keep doing that and keep going. Because at the moment, No, you go ahead.
No, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
Okay. At the moment, I'm making myself feel overwhelmed that I've got too much. And that feeling of overwhelm, I think, is coming from the fact that I am not completing tasks. I'm trying to do everything at once rather than one thing at a time and being procedural about it. And I think if I focus on that strategy of being more procedural, focusing on one thing and getting things done, then I'm going to feel a lot less overwhelmed and a lot more motivated and confident about, hey, it's done, tick, tick, tick. And that's going to be a good feeling.
Okay, so let me just see. You stated that you would like to just stay procedural because it will get you what you want. You'll be able to be more motivated. What would you be seeing if you were doing this?
I would see my things, a list of things to do, and having lines through things because they're complete. Not a list of things to do with, you know, 10 items on them and none of them have been crossed out. They've just kind of been half-ticked or, you know, oh, yeah, I've done part of that, but it's not completely finished and it always stays on my list.
Okay,
so that's what it would
look like.
I
didn't quite hear what you said at the start there, that there would be lines.
Yeah, lines across the tasks on my list of things to do because that would indicate that it's done.
Okay, so there'll be lines on your task list of things to do. So that indicates that would be done.
Yeah.
Okay. What would that mean to you?
What would that mean to me? It would mean being more productive. It would mean being motivated, which I think would give me more energy and make me even more productive and want to keep going. And it would, I think I would feel really empowered. It's like, I can do this, I'm doing this, it's getting done. And I think it would move me toward my goal faster and I could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, that's fantastic. So
because
you're saying I'm taking action. You'd be taking action. Right, so let me just explain. Okay, can I just tell you what I heard? That if you were doing this, you would be more productive, you would have more energy, you would be getting going, you'd feel more empowered, and you would be taking action. So why is all of that important to you?
Because that's how I achieve success. That's how I'm going to get to my goals.
That's how you choose success.
The life I want to live.
Okay. So that's how you choose success and how you want to live the life you want. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Sorry, Maureen. I'm just having a bit of a challenge to hear what you're saying. That's why I'm helping repeat back what you're saying, just to make sure that I can clarify what you've said.
That's okay.
So, Maureen.
I like hearing my words again because that's kind of, I don't know, it feels good.
Okay, great. That's excellent that you do like hearing your words again. Then you can, what would that help you do?
It helps me really clarifies to me that, yeah, that is what I want and that is where I want to go.
Okay, so that is what you want and where you want to go. So if you think about this list and actions, completing the actions that you're referring to, where would you be doing this at? Where would you be completing this list?
At my desk, all these actions, I've got them written down. I know what I have to do today. And some of those things I was meant to do yesterday or complete yesterday, and I haven't.
Okay, so you're putting that in
there. Sorry, you go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so you complete at the desk.
Sean,
Sean, I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment because I noticed that you're going the same structure as Maureen was, going down the well-formed outcome pattern. And what I would like you to do is, before you do that, is to really establish what is it that we need to work on in this session. So before you go down the funnel, establish the what. And to do that, my suggestion would be ask her what she means specifically with being more procedural. I don't know how she uses that term. And then you can figure out, what specifically is she talking about?
Okay.
Yeah?
So, Maureen, can I just back up a bit here and just ask you, what do you mean more specifically about being procedural?
Being more procedural means, to me, doing one thing at a time, but not moving on to the next thing until that thing is complete, it's done, and I can put a check beside it on my list of things to do. That's what procedural means to me. And being consistent and sticking to it and staying at my desk until it's done and not walking away and getting distracted by other things. Just really focused.
Right, okay. So you'd be looking at one thing at a time, completing it, you'd be really focused.
It would feel very empowering if I can look at my things to do and see that there are ticks next to the boxes of the tasks and that I'm more than halfway through. Gosh, I think the feeling would be like, it's got to be amazing, and I'll feel so inspired to want to do more.
Great. So it would feel amazing and you'd be inspired to do more. So how is it that you do this now? How is it that you work on one action or one procedure, one item on your task list?
Uh-huh. How do I do this now?
Can you give me an example? So if we think of yesterday when you said that you looked at your list, how is it that you go through this list and you want to go from the start to finish of one action? But how is it that you do this now?
Well, sometimes I do it, but not a lot of times. It's not consistent. But when I do it, I go to the top of the list and I prioritize, okay, what is most important that I absolutely have to get done today and cannot, you know, wait till tomorrow. And I then put A, B, C next to them. And when I've done that, then I will start with what's the highest priority item. And I will sit on my computer and do whatever the task says I need to do to complete it. Make the phone calls, send the emails that I need to do, you know, write the script that I need to do, and I do it until it's complete.
Right.
And then when it's complete, I put a tick next to it, and then I go on to the next item. And
great,
so
Maureen. Do you mind, throughout our conversation, Maureen, I would like to, I understand this is really important for you, and throughout our conversation, I would like to just be able to interrupt you for the purpose of getting clarification for myself what you're saying and what you're doing, and then seeing whereabouts it is that could be really helpful for you to be able to identify this. Is that okay for me to do that and be able to interrupt throughout this conversation? Yeah. Cool. Excellent. So let's just have a look at what you've just said. You put a list in priority. You then put an A, B, and C next to those tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do from there?
When I've prioritized everything, then I start with what's the highest priority item. And when I start with that item, I do whatever it says I need to do, send the emails, make the phone calls, you know, write, if I have to write, and I stay at my desk. You know, I'm really, I completely block out everything else that's going on around me. I really focus on my task at hand. I don't go reading emails or, you know, go to Facebook. I switch it all off. I also put my phone on silent. That's the other thing that I do.
Because
I can get easily distracted. So they're the techniques.
So, Maureen, so let me just feed that back to you. You said that you prioritise the list and then you identify which ones are the most important in that priority, and you focus on those by turning off Facebook, turning off your phone, turning off other connections. I can't remember the words you've used, but turning off to the rest of connection so that you can focus on those tasks. How does that make you feel when you turn off all those things and you're focusing on one of those highest priority tasks?
Makes me feel like I have real intention of getting this task done and that I will not allow anything else to interrupt or distract me.
Right.
And I don't do that consistently, and that's what gets in my way. When I don't do it, when I don't switch off the social network stuff, when I don't switch off the phone to silent, when I don't close my door, you know, or allow myself to walk to the kitchen and get a cup of tea, which is something I should do before I start.
Okay, so let me just ask you there. You're saying that you have real intention, but you don't consistently follow your procedure, and you don't allow yourself to go and get a cup of tea from the kitchen.
Yeah.
So how don't you allow yourself?
Because I do the preparations beforehand. So I make myself a cup of tea, I switch off the phone, I turn off my email, you know, Facebook, anything that could possibly pop into my face as a notification. I switch it all off.
Okay. And then I do consistently.
And that's what I don't do.
Oh, you don't do those things.
Okay, so
I don't do those things consistently. That's why it's happening.
Time is up.
Okay. Thank you, Maureen, for sharing that with me.
Let's leave it at that for a moment. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You opened some things up for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you both. Maureen, I'm going to put you on mute so that I can spend some time with Sean on the feedback.
Okay.